Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Welcome aboard. This week we have an outstanding band out of St. John. Beta Test is the debut project from Death by Disco, and we'll be talking to the members of the band here shortly. Later on, be sure to be here for our bonus track this week from Dally Van Gogh from Halifax. To get us started, a brand new track from Death by Disco, the world premiere of the new song, Innocent Savior, now on Atlantic Access.
They call me down.
Atlantic Access, Old Patterns, that's Death by Disco out of St. John, and we're talking to the crew here right now. We're going to say hi to Dane and David and Jimmy and Danny. Hey, folks.
How you making out?
Hey. You're here tonight to play at the wonderful Plan B Lounge, and so you guys have been together for how long, and how did it come together?
Basically been just over a year now that we've been playing. We got together probably Christmas time the year before, the ones went by, and really handed each other our songs, said this is what we're going to start with, and went from there.
There's a lot of energy, raw energy, in the sound of the band. Where do you suppose that all comes from? You guys all angry, or what?
Got a lot of hard influences, like heavy influences when we were younger.
Yeah. Including?
For me, back in when I was a young fella, I really loved Metallica and things like that.
So. Okay.
Maiden.
Offspring. Okay. Oh, Offspring. That's where the speed comes in. So you're releasing a bunch of singles, at least, you know, up until now, there's five that people can have access to. It seems to be a popular way to go now with artists. They're, you know, singles as opposed to putting out a finished product right away.
Yeah, it was just the kind of the way that the band worked out. We wanted to get out what was already done beforehand and kind of get it out and then work forward on everything that we're kind of all recording together.
But there's going to be a finished product. And what I mean by that is a complete EP or CD coming down the pipe?
We've got the six-song EP that we just finished recording last week, and we're going to get that out. And then down the pipe, it'll be the full length, hopefully by the end of this year.
So does the group write songs as a unit, or is there a couple of songwriters in the band? How does that go?
It's usually me and Dane. I'll write a tune, I'll just do a rough demo, see if the boys like it, and if they like it, then we just practice it. We add all our own parts to it. Dave does his own solos, Jimmy does his drum part, so it's basically just a structure. It starts off as just a rough demo.
How many family men in the band?
All of us.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so the next song we're going to play is called Family Man. So is it about any one of you's experience, or is it like...
I actually wrote that song before I had kids, so...
Did you?
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. Yeah. But it sounds awesome, and so we're going to spin it for you now. This is Death by Disco, Family Man, on Atlantic Access. Yeah.
Fights off the station, all it is life. He's a family.
We're talking to Death by Disco here, and we're listening to their great tunes off of their debut EP. That was expiration date. Thankfully, music doesn't have an expiration date. What were you guys thinking for that song?
Jeez.
Bad lettuce, or
that song? Honestly, was just a mumble jumbo of lyrics I had written, and I just put them all together and it turned into be that.
Is that right?
The way I do it.
I love it. I love it. It
works. Because
if I don't do it like that, they turn into drinking and sailing tunes.
Oh, well. There's a song on the EP that we're going to spin here called Drinking and Sailing Together. And it's as close to a Made in the Maritimes metal song that I think I've ever heard. I've heard Heave Away, you know, revved up by a few bands. But this is an original maritime feel metal tune. I don't think there's too many of them.
No, there's not a lot out there besides the Stanfield, some stuff they're putting out, the heavier stuff. But That's kind of the one that everyone's kind of noticing.
Did you write it late at night on a Friday? Or?
It originally started as an acoustic song, and it was supposed to be like a pirate type of tune.
We're going to get to that here in just a few minutes. So 2019 is pretty much just starting. By the end of this year, if you guys could write your end to the season or to the year, what would it be?
Well, we have our year already booked out, so we know exactly how we're going to end it. We are finally getting out of New Brunswick. We have a couple shows booked for Halifax. We are looking into PEI. We haven't announced any dates yet, but we're getting there. In August, we are bringing the old 90s band Green Jello up from Hollywood.
Okay.
And we are going to be joining them on stage for their set as half of their band.
That's ambitious.
Well, for some of us, we've been listening to them right since day one, so it's kind of a big thing. And then at the end of this year, we have our annual Under the Bridge Music Festival that we do for a charity.
Okay.
St. John. So that's going to cap off the year really well.
How long is the band? How long do you guys like know each other?
These guys had a band when I was in high school called Twist that I used to go and watch. They were one of my favorite bands in St. John. They've been playing together a long time.
Were they Twisted?
Twisted, yeah, sometimes.
Well, listen, thanks a lot, guys, for taking the time to do this.
Thank you, man.
So a couple of great party tunes to wrap it up, right? Drinking and Sailing and Hit the Road. Not necessarily together, but back-to-back here on Atlantic Access.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The Atlantic Access Podcast, featuring the very best music, a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. For all your mobile entertainment needs, head to entertainmentplus.ca. Halifax band Dally Van Gogh is back after 5 months of inactivity with a brand new album expected in late March called Under Her Spell, the debut single Getaway, now on Atlantic Access.
Oh, God.
show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access Podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.